my entire site runs on 48 volts DC, so I have a DC plant in every site. So if I lose power, they'll run, you know, depending on, you know, they'll run for, you know, they're designed to run for 8 hours on battery with complete loss of power. But we have 50 to 70 K generators at every site as well. So if the power fails, you know, the equipment don't care because it runs off the 48 volt plant, DC plant, and the generator kicks in. For any reason, the generator doesn't kick in, which is the backup, then we can roll out there with our 50K portable, jack it in, and flip the manual switch, and do that. So this is the batteries are what's backing us up. The generator backs up the, you know, that, and then this generator I would roll in would be in a, if my generators, for any reason, didn't run, or my transfer switch goes bad. Although, if my transfer switch goes bad, it's a little bit more persnickety for the guys to get hooked up. Got to use those, what are they called? Not Phoenix. What's some big rubberized, huge, double-aught connectors? I'm sure you know the name.
I can't picture what you're talking about exactly, but yeah, I understand what you're talking about. So if it goes on the battery, does it continue to run on battery for, let's say it's, you're out for 2 hours, it continues to run on battery for 2 hours, or does the battery just hold it until the generator kicks on?